Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My name is Anthony Dias. I am the counselor for the Throne School of Letters, also known as Yahusha. Our Messiah, Yahusha, is above all that is and all that shall ever be. Blessed is the name Yahusha. His name has always been Yahusha, and that is the same name as the book in English, Joshua. Yahusha. There is no J sound in ancient Hebrew. The sound is actually Y. As Yahusha, the man leading Israel after Moses passed, safely brought them into the land of promise, Yahusha, the Messiah, brought salvation and the promises that come with it. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The name means the salvation of Yahuwah. The name Jesus was handed down to us by the Roman ruler Constantine I and refers to Messiah as if he is the son of Zeus. Constantine I, the Roman ruler, is also the very first self-declared pope. He created the office of the pope. This subject is called the boss. The boss. I want to have an informal chat with you about the boss. I'm going to snap my finger and suddenly you're going to be the boss. I snap my finger. Now, you are the boss. As the boss, you have decided that on your fields that you are about to plant, you only want to use natural fertilizer. You will not use artificial fertilizer, only natural fertilizer. This is your decision as the boss. Hallelujah. Now, I come along and I may want to work for you or help run your company. I come along and I say, you know, boss, you can do this whole fertilizer thing a lot cheaper with this artificial stuff from one of my buddies. If you do it that way, you're going to save a lot of money. Plus, you will increase your profits by 20%. Now, as the boss, you can go along with that idea, or you can simply say, I'm going to stick with my methods for my fields and my crops. Why? Because I'm the boss. Hallelujah. Now, I, as someone that wants to work for you, must go along with that. Or I can go and work for somebody else. If I don't like how you are only choosing all natural fertilizer, I cannot overrule you. I can, however, go and work for somebody else where my ideas will be appreciated. That makes a lot of sense, does it not? The kingdom of our Heavenly Father is exactly like this. The same as what is being described here is how the kingdom of the Most High will be established. There are many naysayers that will come along and say, oh, it's not like that. It's like this. It's this way or it's that way. But the boss stands in front of you and says, I'm the boss of this particular throne. Nobody else is gonna come along and cause it to be done a different way. If you have a protocol for these fields to be fertilizer, then go ahead and work for somebody else. Don't come before this throne expecting that somehow or another the boss is going to change his mind. He's not gonna change his mind. So the boss is going to say to me, as an advisor, a manager, a worker, it's my way or the highway. The Throne School of Letters is what you are part of here today. This is a step-by-step increase in understanding as it is described in Isaiah chapter 28. We are climbing the Jacob's ladder into the kingdom of Yah, the Most High, being established right here on the earth. If you don't believe it, Just hang around for a little while and you shall see it for yourself. Now, as your counselor, I am that boss. I am the one who initiates how those fields are to be fertilized. I dictate how they are to be taken care of right down to the last detail. Now, if you don't like how I decide the job should be done, please save your breath and go and work for somebody else. It's quite all right with me. There is only one person that the kingdom of the Most High is going to come through and onto the earth. Just one. And that person is me. These are the facts. So please pay attention. Our Heavenly Father is wise and in all, and He made sure to conceal His mighty name in the names of the prophets. When we say hallelujah, we have said, praise you, Yahuwah.